I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Michael Colton is a freshman that goes to Chatham High School. He has lived in Chatham his whole life. He enjoys playing games and hanging out with his friends. He likes jokes and humor, and he laughs a lot. He runs track through multiple seasons, and he has many close friends.
Arguments are something that we all have to deal with. But when you know what you're talking about and you're confident in your topic, you might find yourself not only starting arguments, but finishing them as well. I believe in letting people know your opinion. If you really feel strongly about something, then other people deserve to know about it and why you believe it. I believe in being loyal to yourself and your beliefs, having a claim and sticking to it, and not flip-flopping on an opinion you had because people were pressuring you. Even if you think they may be right, prove them wrong and enlighten them about why you are correct. I believe in standing up for what you believe in. If someone is attacking one of your beliefs, then you need to stand up for yourself. When I was 8 years old, I loved watching the movie Shrek. I watched it so often that I had broken the disc 3 times. So when someone thought it would be funny to start excessively making fun of me over and over and over again just for watching Shrek, I became really discouraged and didn't know what to do. This was one of the first times that I can remember someone making fun of me for my interests, but it wouldn't be the last. I asked my dad for help with my dilemma, and he told me that I should not be ashamed to be who I was. Watching a movie repeatedly was one of the things that made me unique and different from everybody else. However, what he did not tell me to do was try and turn the tables by proving to my classmates that Shrek was actually a cool movie. That was one of the first times I went out of my way to start an argument with anyone that disagreed with me. Arguing is good for more than just showing your friends a good movie, though. More recently, I had an argument with my sister about the current state of social media, asking whether it was a positive influence on someone's life, or if social media is just making us more lonely. I argued that if you use it responsibly, social media is absolutely fine, and it serves its purpose. My sister argued that all social media is bad all the time. I tried to explain my point of view, but she simply disagreed at first. But then, she came to agree with me. I believe I won that argument. Even in the end, she truly understood my point of view. But the funny thing about a debate, unless something happens because of it, there really isn't a winner or a loser. For me, arguing is easy, especially when it's something that I care about. This is probably because I'm experienced in the matter of arguing. Ever since I was 8, I've been arguing with people my whole life, almost nonstop. In fact, it's something I really quite enjoy now. The ability to have a strong argument is also a very useful skill to have. Whether you're fully debating an important issue or just trying to prove to your friends that Shrek is a cool movie, it's always useful to be good at arguing. Arguing is something that I was not immediately good at, however, and I currently believe I'm still not even that good at arguing. There are little patterns and rhythms that I noticed over the years that help me become a better and smarter arguer, so in that way I feel like arguing is something that I've gotten better at over time, and that's why I believe in starting an argument.